Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the, for the disabled. This is your host, Stephanie, and I welcome you again Monday. It's Monday evening, 6 o'clock. Thank you for those of you who are listening. And joining me tonight is my co-host, Tyson Cherry. And tonight we had planned for you part two of the interview with the couple, Darrell and Lesu, part two, Finding Love. However, unfortunately, we are unable to bring you that interview tonight. So tonight me and Tyson are just going to kick it. We are just going to talk about what is on our minds. So Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I am a little frazzled, as you can see.
Okay, yes, yes.
A little frazzled.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay. I'm all right, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll get there. You know I could talk. Well, how was it? What happened earlier today?
I was downtown, in the Cesar Rock. By Target Mall, and then this group of teenagers had a fight. And Stephanie, they came out of nowhere. I did not see them at all. We made a U-turn, then I saw a fight break out. I did not see them at all, you see? But come find out, I had went down there to the vitamin store that was two blocks away from there, from the situation. And then in the vitamin store, I overheard that one customer asked what happened because there was so much noise outside. The worker said that some teenagers got stabbed. First got stabbed, you see. Yes, I didn't realize. I thought it was just a fight, you see. But there were so many things. I like, oh my goodness.
Goodness. I hope he's okay. I hope the person is okay.
Right? Yes.
I really do.
I do too.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
I went to the gym earlier today, and then my trainer was not there. Miscommunication between me and him, yes.
Oh, okay.
Because he thought I was not coming, you see, but I did go instead. And I worked out on my own without him today.
Okay, good.
I felt different, you see, because it was not the same with him, you see. It felt totally different, yes.
When you train, does your aide help out, or you just do it by yourself altogether?
Well, with my aide, you see, I still need some assistance, yes.
Okay.
But I can pull myself up, you see. That's what makes the difference, yes, yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
What did you do this weekend?
I went to a handball tournament on Sunday. And watched them play, of course. Yes.
Okay.
But okay, yes. Just okay. I had a good conversation there with one girl, a girl that was a friend of mine. Okay, we had a good conversation. I was so happy and relieved with our conversation. It helped me out a lot. It did. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So helped you out like what?
No.
In terms of what?
In terms of the way I was thinking about others. Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She made me think more clearly and not negatively. Because I was thinking negative, you see.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's
and
good.
It was all my fault, that's what you see. All
mm-hmm.
my fault. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's good when you can see things clearly now, you know, and
yes.
you realize, you know, when you realize
yes.
something, you know, oh, that was all me, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a boring
yes.
weekend. I did
boring
nothing.
Weekend. Wow.
I didn't
oh,
do anything. I mean, I pretty much stayed in the house. You know, it's getting
mm-hmm.
to the point where, you know I have, when I go out, I told you about my thing, when I go out the house, I always end up spending money. So
yeah.
sometimes I have to make myself stay in the house because my money is dwindling down.
yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I have to make myself stay in the house so I won't spend money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am right now. So I stayed in this weekend. It was, you know, it was okay. The kids were over.
Yes.
You know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, it wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. I made some peach
yes.
cobbler.
Okay,
which
yeah.
It,
oh, you're
it turned
it
out
up.
Like peach, turned out like soup. Well, anyway, that's
oh,
okay.
My goodness.
It still tastes good. It tastes good.
Yes.
I woke up the next morning. I made a big pan of it. I woke up the
mm-hmm.
next morning. I had took one piece.
Yes.
Woke up the next morning, and I was and my son was asking me, do you want that last piece of peach cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the last piece? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, I want it. I go in there
oh
to get it
goodness.
A little later, and it's gone.
Damn.
You know, my
oh
other
my
son
goodness.
Had ate it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good.
And
turned
I
out
don't
okay.
eat peach cobbler. I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
What's wrong
mm-hmm.
with you?
I do not know. Uh-huh. Maybe I had the right person. That's why I made it. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
Do you know how to cook, Tyson?
No. No,
oh,
not
okay.
at all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you never learned how to cook?
I never learned. But I have a friend of mine that learned on, he said he learned on YouTube. To see,
oh.
he employed the restaurant on YouTube, but then he had that six pack. Now he got a one pack. I said, "What you eating?"
He got a what? Wait,
he had a six pack.
Did you say
now
he had a six
pack?
Now
yes,
he got
yes.
a one pack.
Yeah, yeah. I said, "What you doing eating your own food, huh?" Eating his own
oh
food. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's
oh,
funny.
My goodness. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I taught all
yes.
my kids
yes.
how to cook. All of them, I got five children. So
mm-hmm.
they all learned how to cook except for one. We would,
yes.
you know, I'd have, you know, this one, you make the ribs, you make the macaroni, you make the so-and-so, and one that couldn't cook could tell you make the Kool-Aid. Because
mm-hmm.
she was burning some toast. But now she's better now. She got her own family, and she know how to cook
okay.
now. You
okay.
know, so she got better. Yeah. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, YouTube is a great place to learn.
Yes.
You can learn anything
I
on YouTube.
I did not know. Yes, it is.
You can learn
yes.
anything. My,
yes.
my daughter, her son's Xbox was broke, and
mm-hmm.
she tried to take it to GameStop so they could fix it. They told us that they couldn't fix it. She went home, she looked on YouTube, and she fixed that. She fixed
okay.
the Xbox.
Mm.
So, Xbox is a university. I mean, not Xbox. YouTube
yes.
is a university to me.
Yes.
Because you can learn anything, Tyson. Anything.
Anything. Yes, I see it now. Yes, I
you know,
see
it's like,
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just pick anything you want to learn and look it up. Somebody then made some videos about it. You know, it's
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you
it's
know, I was telling
you think,
pardon me?
You think that you're thinking about something, but you're not. You're not the only one at all.
Right,
there
exactly.
So, yes.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my sister Tyson, I said, you know, my co-host plagued me. She said, what happened? I said, I was telling her about the blog, and you said, okay, at first I was flattered. you said, was that you or was that Chris from ICS? And I was flattered that you, you know, couldn't tell the difference who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I told you it was me and you said, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Let me go check.
No. I said, I meant that maybe I'm wrong about what's a blog or article, you see. I didn't know at the time, yes.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Yes,
no, that's
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny.
But talk about a blog. My interpretation of a blog is that the person reads it, and then if they have a question, you answer their question. Can is
mm-hmm.
it or not?
Well, a blog is basically just, to me, it's like a diary that you keep online, or a journal
mm-hmm.
sort of that you keep online. You just write your thoughts. That's it. If people, you know, they do have a place where you can comment and respond, you know,
yes.
but that's basically
yes.
all a blog is. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to let our listeners know, Maid has a blog, and it is at loveandintimacyforthedisabled.wordpress.com. The name may be changing. I'm trying to see if I can get a shorter name, something a
yes.
little easier for, you know, easier to find, easier to type in and remember or whatever. So we got to have that
mm-hmm.
going on. I'm trying to get the iTunes up
mm-hmm.
where they can find our podcasts on iTunes. These shows here that we're doing, I'm trying to do that, you know, trying to have some things coming up for Laid to
yes.
get more interactive with our audience, to get people more interested in the show or whatever. I was working on a blog entry about redefining your life, you know, redefining what we have come to accept things to be, things like love, beauty, success, sex, all of these things. When we are in a situation that we are in, the type of situations that we are in, being disabled, becoming disabled, you have to redefine things for yourself. You know, the rules change for us.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So we have to make our own rules. You know,
mm-hmm.
I keep thinking about this event that we're trying to plan, still trying to get that date locked down, and what I want it to be, and why. You know, I really want to open and normalize dating for us, because it's just not, we don't do it enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it enough. It's like we sort of, I see us interacting with each other, but I don't think we see each other in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're friends, we're acquaintances and everything, but I still don't think we quite see each other in that way. I don't think we see ourselves in that way. And part of what I'm trying to do here is trying to get us to see ourselves differently, you know, and that comes with redefining ourselves, you know, redefining what, you know, I was thinking, and I was writing earlier, I didn't post it yet, but when we think about beauty, we think in terms of images that are presented to us. We think about, you know, like when, as far as women are concerned, the women that are in ads, that are on TV, you know, these women have a whole beauty team behind them. They have technology to take out the flaws that the beauty team couldn't fix. You know, they have hair, they have makeup, they have wardrobe, they have all of this stuff. And yet we still accept this as what beautiful is. You know, even us, you know, women looking at men, we're looking at the sports figures and the actors. These people, they pick the cream of the crop to present to you. And then once they've picked the cream of the crop, they still doctor them up. And we still accept this as what beautiful is. And then we go and compare ourselves and each other to these impossible standards, you know, and all of that needs to be redefined. It has to be redefined and put on a more realistic level, you know, and that level, the reality level, is us. We're our reality, if you understand what I'm saying. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, so we're our reality, and we have to find beauty in each other. And we have to, you know, look beyond. And I'm not even going to say look beyond, because it is what it is. It is what it is. We are who we are. Yeah. So it's not even look beyond. We have to look at each other. Pardon me?
Accept me for who I am, not who you think I am.
Exactly. Now, I do think we need to look deeper. So maybe that look beyond, that's what I meant to say. Look deeper and find out who this person is. You know, I was talking to somebody today, and because over the weekend, there was the African American Day Parade, and we were supposed to, me and some of my friends were supposed to be in this parade. We had signed up to actually take part in the parade, and so the gentleman, he called and he let us know when and where to be, you know, to participate in the parade, and then I realized I didn't have an end point, you know, to give AccessoRide to pick me up, you know, so I need a time for that. I need to know some addresses because, you know, we are dealing with AccessoRide. And also, he said we couldn't bring our aides. And so when I called him back, you know, I called him and I let him know, listen, you know, we're going to need to bring our aides. This is how we roll. This is how we travel. And it was interesting coming from a person, a wheelchair user, a person with a disability, that and who also uses the same services that we use. He uses AccessoRide. It was just interesting to me that this wasn't coordinated in such a way to make it easier for you're asking us to participate.
Yes.
It wasn't coordinated and organized in a way to, you know, make it that much easier for us. But, you know, he called me back and let me know that the aides can participate, and he would get back to me with the information for AccessoRide. And so I waited all that day to make, you know, ask him to get back to me in time enough for us to call and make plans. He didn't. He emailed me yesterday and apologized. I accept that. But what I was explaining to a friend of mine, because she was, you know, we were talking about that, and I said sometimes even us in wheelchairs, you know, in similar situations, we don't extend, consider. Yes.
Excuse me, stuff. But this parade somewhere in Harlem.
Yes.
Okay.
It was in Harlem.
I heard about that, I believe.
Yeah, it was in Harlem.
Several men told we discussed it and called them back, and he did not give us no information either.
Right. Okay, that's because we signed up when we came to you guys' celebration.
Okay.
The 1 year celebration, the gentleman there, he had signed us up also to participate in the parade. And I just think it was just a lack of, maybe this was his first time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I didn't get the sense that he was the final say, because when I asked him about the AIDS, he said he had to get back to me. So it seemed like he had to talk to somebody else.
Okay, yes.
You know, so, you know, just one of the things I realize is that even when you are a person who has a disability, you're not always that considerate of other people's disabilities. And not in a mean way or a malicious way, but it's just sometimes there are things that you just don't consider because it doesn't apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are not necessarily always that considerate. And I was thinking that way in terms of, you know, love and intimacy. You know, what our show has to do with is that I don't think that we are that considerate of each other. You know, like you may think of yourself in terms of, okay, I haven't been in a relationship since I've been disabled, or, you know, 10 years, 15 years, however many years it's been. But you don't look at, you know, the women, or the women don't look at the men, you know, and say, hey, here's a person in my same situation. And we won't even consider each other a lot of times. We're still looking at that ideal beauty, that ideal thing that has been presented to us all our lives of what beauty is, and that's what we desire. Do you understand what I'm saying, or am I just blabbing?
Yes,
you understand, or yes, I'm just blabbing?
No, I understand completely, yes.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to get a little, I don't know, I just want us to think differently. And I think in that thinking differently, maybe some of us can find some happiness. You know, not that we're not happy people, but, you know, maybe we can find a little more happiness, you know,
yeah.
A little more, you know, and to approach it differently. Because in writing the blog, one of the things that I realized is that, you know, I wrote how the gentleman that I was involved with, we were polite to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And our real issues weren't dealt with. So it caused frustration, you know, and it just kind of overshadowed, that frustration ended up overshadowing everything else. You know, you sort of felt like, oh, fuck this again. I don't want to deal with this. You know, because you know what it was going to be. We were being polite, you know, so we weren't really saying, okay, look, this is the problem, this is the issue, this is this, how are we going to deal with this, how are we going to fix this? You know, you just go on, and we just got frustrated. There were plenty of nights when I pretended I was asleep, didn't want to move because I don't want nobody coming nowhere near me because I don't want to deal with this. Because it's frustrating and it's upsetting, you know. So these are the type of things that we really do have to talk about, because it can ruin a relationship. You know, you can find somebody who you love, who you get along with, who you know, just really enjoy being with, and those type of things can ruin a relationship, because sex is a very sensitive subject, even without a disability. Everybody has a certain pride attached to sex, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's certain things. We're not necessarily comfortable talking about sex when we're able-bodied and, you know, if we had the best body in the world, but everybody's not comfortable talking about sex.
Yes.
So imagine...
The thoughts that give a lot,
Excuse me?
The thoughts that give a lot,
Yeah.
talk about sex, yes. Laughing,
yeah.
giggling. Don't take the subject serious at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, imagine if you have to talk about not being able to get an erection, if you have to talk about you wear diapers, or you have to catheterize, you know, or things like that. These are very personal things that you don't really want to talk about with anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to talk about with somebody who you like in that way. How do you approach these subjects? And I think a lot of that also keeps us away from wanting to deal with anybody, because you don't want to bring up these type of issues and these type of subjects. When do you bring them up? Like, that was a question that I had for a long time. You know, when do you bring up these type of things when you're talking to somebody? You know, when you're getting involved in a relationship, when do you bring them up? And I think that puts us in a position to where you have to get into deeper relationships. So a lot of, you know, like now, you know, the kids hook up. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are into casual sex. You know, friends with benefits, you know, that type of thing. And they're not deep and meaningful relationships. They're just sexual relationships. And so if you are a person with a disability, with issues, and with issues, I mean, you know, those medical issues like colostomy bags and incontinence and things like that, you're really probably not going to get involved in a casual sex relationship.
No.
Because this, do you understand, you don't really want to go into that with somebody who you're not going to be committed to. You know, so that means you, and I mean, this is not a rule I'm saying. This is just my thinking, that you might feel a little bit more comfortable divulging that information to somebody who you're in an intimate and deep relationship with. You know, somebody who you trust, you would divulge that type of information to. That's why I think a lot of us are alone. Besides that whole, it's just a lot of issues that I think we need to dig into and become more confident about and present. Look, this is my life. This is it. And I'm worth loving. I'm worth getting to know, even with all of these issues. You know, so I don't know. I didn't talk so much. I'm sorry. We got two minutes left.
This comes back to accept me for who I am, not who
yes.
I am. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is very true. This is very true.
Okay.
You know, but part of that, and when you ask somebody to accept you for who you are, you also have to accept you for who you are. You have to do that first, you know,
yeah.
And that's something that a lot of us have to work on, to accept ourselves and love ourselves for who we are and present ourselves as we are, being ashamed of it, you know, without
mm-hmm.
being ashamed of it. You know, that's important, and that's really what I'm trying to get us to, you know, as a community. And we have like 1 minute left. And with that, I want to remind everybody to give us some feedback on the show. You can listen to us blogtalkradio.com/laid. We're on Twitter at Laid Safe Space. We are on Facebook at Laid Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. And check out the new blog at Love and Intimacy for the Disabled .wordpress.com. Thank you, and have a wonderful night. Good night, Tyson.
Good night. Thank you.